Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day two for the counting of the Omer, the name above all names, Yeshua. Yeshua refers himself to the Alpha and the Omega in Revelation 22:13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. In other words, I am the A and the Z, the beginning and the end. The first and the last is quoted in Isaiah 44:6. Thus says Adonai, the King of Israel, and its Redeemer, Adonai of hosts, heavenly armies, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. By applying this text to himself, Yeshua once again identifies himself as Adonai. Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 21:6, and he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water of life without cost. Revelation 22:13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. In Hebrew, it is called the Aleph and Tav. The Aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and the Tav is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Aleph is a symbol of an ox or a head, meaning ox, power, strength, leader, first. The Aleph is a symbol of God's oneness and mastery. According to Jewish Gematria, the Aleph symbolizes the one and only, the eternal, the omnipotent God. It is a symbol of God as a creator and the master of the universe. The Gematria of Aleph is one. The parts with which the letter is formed allude to God's sacred name. The Midrash teaches that God himself addressed the Aleph, saying that it stands at the head of the Aleph Bet like a king. You are one, I am one, and the Torah is one. The Word, or Torah, became flesh and dwelt among us. Yeshua said he is the Aleph and the Tav. He proceeded from the Father. The numerical value 1 represents the one unique and indivisible God. This implies belief in absolute monotheism that there is but one God. He is one, unique, and alone, in timeless, changeless. He is one in his essential senses. There is no other God but he. He is totally unique in all existence, hence beyond all comparison. Though we perceive God in many roles, kind, anger, merciful, wise, judging, and son, these are not different moods or attitudes as they would be in the multifaceted personality of a human being. Rather, all flow, Father, Yeshua, Ruach HaKodesh, from a unified purpose and existence which is beyond our comprehension, but which we tend to understand only in terms of our limited perceptions. The Aleph symbolizes the infinite, eternal nature of God. It consists of three parts. Its upper right segment is a Yud, its lower segment is a Yud, and the middle angle a Vav. Yud equals 1, Vav 6, Yud 10, total 26. This equals the numerical value of the four-letter divine name. Yud He Vav He. This is a name that represents God as eternal. Its four letters are those from the word He was, He is, He will be. Revelation 1:18. Tav, the symbol of truth and perfection. The Tav meaning is a mark, a sign, a signal, a monument, and it has the sound of a T. The ancient picture of the Tav is that of a cross, probably of two sticks crossed to mark a place. Similar to the Egyptian hieroglyphic X, a picture of two crossed sticks. This letter has a meaning of mark, sign, and signature. In modern Hebrew, Arabic, and Greek names for this letter is Tav or Ta, a Hebrew word meaning mark. Hebrew, Greek, and Arabic agree that the sound for this letter is T. The early picture of the Tav evolved into an X in the Middle Semitic script and continued to evolve into the letter Tav in the Late Semitic script. From the Middle Semitic script is derived the modern Hebrew Tav. The early Semitic script is the origin of the Greek and Latin T. Is Yeshua the Aleph and Tav in your life? As we continue on in our Counting the Omer devotional, you will see that he is indeed one with the Father, as he stated in John 17. He is the Word made flesh who came to dwell among us, who came to take our death penalty upon himself and to redeem us from the curse of the law, so we can walk in the blessings of Torah as stated in Deuteronomy 28. The law, or Torah, God's teachings and instructions, is not a curse, as some people interpret the phrase curse of the law. The curses only came when his people did not obey his holy Torah and sin. Since Adam, we have all been under the curse of sin, but in Messiah Yeshua, he has redeemed us from that curse, and we look forward to serving him for all eternity as his bride. It is beyond our comprehension why a holy God would want to redeem people who have rejected his truth from the beginning. In Messiah, we start to understand the great love he has for his creation and what he is willing to do to make a way for us to be forgiven and redeemed so we can serve him and have eternal life. Selah. The blessing. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is the second day of the Omer. In Yeshua's name, we pray. Amen.